knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean, Bill.
Well, you could debate that all day long, but in the end, he is. He's Dean Richards, and he's here, and we love him. Hi,
not,
Dean.
Not just Dean. No. Dean.
Dean Richards.
That's the song goes.
Dean.
Lady. What Dean. A kooky morning we've had here at WGN.
Why do you say
What's
that?
What's going on?
We did an interview with Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
You know, he
Libido Loca.
He lives Living. His life. A loco.
Yeah, crazy.
Can I just say, how?
Right, well, you know, we were doing a nice, it's one of these satellite interviews where, you know, he was in New York.
Yeah.
And we had him up on the satellite hookup, and, you know, we're talking to him about, he's in this Johnny Versace American Crime Story.
Oh, right.
That debuted last night.
Yeah.
And having a nice conversation. And Anna Balaval, or as Bill Leff likes to call her.
La-la-la-la.
Threatened to murder me
yesterday
if we didn't you know, get her into the conversation because,
oh.
As Wendy has just indicated,
oh my God.
A moment ago, Anna has got a lifelong thang.
Oh,
he
really?
Is sexy as all get out.
Right? Yeah. Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
So Anna joins the conversation and, you know, is acting all professional.
She was?
Sure.
At first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talking about his work with the island of Puerto Rico and hurricane relief. He's raised over $5 million.
Wow.
And, you know,
tremendous.
She was congratulating him that slid into, if you're going to go back to do any projects, I want to come with you.
Oh, no.
You can stay at my parents' house.
Oh, God.
Wow, and that's generous.
She went 100% fangirl.
Oh, no.
On Ricky Martin. Complete meltdown on the show today. It was hilarious. Absolutely hilarious.
So
we already have our number one moment for 2018. We can stop right now.
Did he seem uncomfortable, Dean?
He was delighted. He thought it was funny.
Oh.
He seemed to enjoy it. I would argue that with his eyes, he was blinking to his managers, get a restraining order.
Sure, of course.
it's adorable, and it's up online, WGNTV.com, to just... See that, like, pure. She's still. I didn't want her to drive home by herself.
No, it got
she's still
that.
Quivering.
She's shaking.
Oh,
she
no.
called her mother. She gets off the air. Calls her mother in Puerto Rico to tell her that I just talked to Ricky Martin. It was so cute.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, adorable.
Good. I'm glad one of her dreams came true. That's beautiful.
Who would that be for you, Bill?
Oh, boy.
Who would that person be for you, Bill and Wendy?
Wendy, does somebody come to mind right away? Somebody that you would just get nuts over meeting?
I love Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I just love him.
But now, you say that, Dean, here's a weird thing. Wendy and I went and met, and we got to meet him. He was shooting a movie here in town years ago, and Wendy remembers none of it.
And we sat at the bar with him.
Yeah,
and
we
stuff?
Hung out with him for 2 hours.
Did I kiss him?
No.
Well, that's why I don't remember.
No.
Yeah, I
and I love Seth Rogen. I don't know why.
I said the same thing with Tommy Lee Jones.
Did I kiss him?
Yeah.
I guess, Dean, for me, it'd be Red Buttons.
Yeah, I could see that.
Love Red Buttons.
I could see that, where he'd put his hand behind his ear. Who wouldn't get a little excited?
Ho, ho, hee, hee.
Do that crazy Red Buttons dance.
I love that.
Nobody under the age of 70 knows except Bill and me.
Strange things are happening.
Strange things are happening.
That's fun to watch.
Yeah,
I love that.
I used to love that.
All right, here's a quick question or two. I'm going to name some people in and around Hollywood who are having interesting weeks. Give me your take on it. Let's start out with James Franco.
James Franco is surprisingly having a fairly good week considering everything that's happened to him with all the sexual allegations.
Yeah.
Because it's calmed down, and he, while there have been allegations by some people, former students of his, of inappropriate behavior, one of those behaviors is being disputed because it was a date. It was something that was, one says it was consensual and one does not.
Yeah.
But James Franco feeling comfortable enough to go out in public, he's going to be at the Screen Actors Guild Awards on Sunday. And you would think that somebody who has just had multiple allegations thrown at him you know, would be laying low, like most of them do. But he's going to be out and walking the red carpet, and you know, is not afraid to take questions about it.
Dean, his stance on this was, he said, "I applaud the women who have come forth because their voices need to be heard."
Right.
It was a very, very strange way of handling this. Now, yesterday they said that he was letting people know who he had worked with on the movie that things might get a little stranger. Do you know anything about that?
I had not heard that. Disaster artist or the little independent movies that he was making with his
former students? The disaster artist. Just saying, you know, that there could be some stormy weather
that
ahead.
Allegations could be coming up as a result of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hadn't heard anything more about that.
Interesting.
It's going to be interesting to see if he gets any awards.
Right.
Because he was great in the movie.
Yeah.
He's been winning them for all the other award shows, hasn't he?
Yeah, but now all the allegations, since you know, voting has been going on for Screen Actors Guild, and the nominations for the Oscars are going to be coming out next week, all of these allegations have been going on while voting is taking place. So it's going to be interesting to see if he's nominated for an Academy Award, if any of the allegations have even affected you know, potential voters' feelings about him.
What do you think will happen when Casey Affleck comes on to award the Best Actress Oscar with all that he's gone through over the last year and a half? There have been so many things that have come to light
right.
since last year. How will he be received, do you think, on Oscar
night? I think it's going to be really tentative. I think there's going to be some booing.
Yeah, me too.
I do too.
I think it's going to be a moment where, you know, he may decide not to do it at the
They
last
should
minute.
Scrap him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or he should scrap himself.
I think he should scrap himself with it because he's had those kind of allegations also. Through the years, and especially given the climate about sexual abuse and
right.
Allegations this year, how is it appropriate to have somebody who has, you know, been charged with
right.
that delivering one of the biggest awards of the night? The
so
best
you
actress
say award. he should scrap himself, which is what Louis C.K. got in trouble for. But you say that's what he should do.
Okay, Scrappy Doo.
He should just scrap himself.
Yes,
but not as
privately,
not as publicly as Louis C.K.
Privately,
CK did.
That's the way to do
little
it.
Little boys.
All right. What about
12-year-olds?
What about
Hey Beavis? He said scratch.
He said scratch. Hey Beavis. He said scratch.
All right. One more, and it's an unpleasant one, and I don't know what to make of this, but more problems for Woody Allen. Right.
Just this. I mean, what's happened mostly this week with Woody Allen, aside from Dylan Farrow, who is doing a whole round of interviews right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's, you know, forever said that she was molested by Woody Allen when he was married to Mia Farrow. But this week, several actors have come forward who were in a movie with him last year saying that they don't want the salary. They're giving back the salary.
For Wonder Wheel? Is that the movie?
Not for Wonder Wheel. It was, no. I think it was called a Rainy Day in New York City.
Oh, right, yeah.
That came out last year.
Yeah.
This Timothy Chalamet, who is in Call Me By Your Name right now, he was in the movie and has donated all of his salary to the, I can't remember if it's Time's Up or Me Too, but he donated it. I think it was Time's Up, the political action group, empowerment group for women. Another actress from the movie has done it, and several actresses and actors who have worked with him while not donating their salaries have made public statements this week saying that they regret working in a Woody Allen movie.
Wow.
Then why did they?
Well, that's my question exactly. And Alec Baldwin actually publicly said this, that, you know, there are a lot of people trying to jump on the anti-Woody Allen bandwagon right now. Did these people not know that there have been, you know, charges and the history of Woody Allen through the years? Is this something that's brand new that nobody's ever heard of? So, you know, Alec Baldwin is crying disingenuous on all those people who are saying, why did you work with Woody Allen? There are plenty of them that are saying that, you know, they want to leave, you know, leave private stuff private and
right.
professional stuff professional. But I just don't know how you do that. I mean, you go back and, you know, you can say the same thing about people who have appeared in Roman Polanski movies.
Sure. Yeah.
Over the past several years, for which there have been, you know, he is living outside the U.S. right now because he can't come back here right now as a result of charges against him.
So a conversation, Dean, that I'm sure you've been a part of, because I've been in this conversation 30 times over the last couple of months, is people say it's hard for us to separate if there's somebody in the business. I use Alfred Hitchcock as the prime example. Alfred Hitchcock was a horrible human being who made great movies. So you say to yourself, what do I do? Do I enjoy those movies or not enjoy those movies?
I've always said that I thought that I could separate, but as it turns out, I really can't.
Yeah,
it really I'm so distracted now watching a Woody Allen movie or an Alfred Hitchcock movie, or when you see actors, I haven't seen a Kevin Spacey movie since all the allegations have come out against him, but I know I won't be able to watch these movies the same way again.
Right.
It's virtually, to me, it's virtually impossible now. So I think, everybody needs to, make their own choice, I suppose, on that. I just don't know how you watch these things in good conscience, knowing the horrible things. I mean, the Alfred Hitchcock kind of nasty was just, he was just not a nice person.
Right.
But when somebody is molesting and taking advantage of people, that's... It's one thing to be a jerk. It's another thing to be a criminal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very tough. All right. Dean Richards is our guest. We'll discuss which movies are coming out this weekend with him next. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
We've got Dean Richards with us today. Did your mom have a lovely birthday, Dean?
We're actually going to be celebrating it this coming weekend.
Yay.
At the Sizzler?
People have, flu season.
Yes.
People are sick and they've got the flu and all that. So we decided, some people were sick last week in the family. So as much as I would have liked to, it just ignored them. we decided to do it this weekend. So yeah, we're going to, I'm hoping we can get in Sizzler.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I'm hoping. I love.
Get the hibachi chicken. You will thank
me
later.
Oh, that was good.
So good.
I haven't had that in a long time.
Oh, is that good?
If not, usually you can get a fairly big party and do an IHOP anytime.
Oh yeah, anytime.
A little sticky.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Hey, Beavis. Is that sticky?
Oh, my God.
What?
Jeez, Dean.
Dean Richards is here. He's pretending he's Beavis, but he's not. He's Dean Richards. Dean.
Is that Beavis or Butthead?
That was Butthead.
Was that Butthead?
Yeah. The more,
that's Butthead. No, that's Beavis. That's Beavis. The blonde one's Beavis.
Oh, yeah.
The blonde one.
The more
hot one.
No, neither are very hot.
The more studious of the two. What is 12 Strong? Is that the Chris Hemsworth movie, Dean? What is that?
Yes, it is. It's a war movie. It's a true story about the first military unit to go into Afghanistan immediately following September 11th, like just a few days after September 11th. And it's 12 guys, Special Forces soldiers, who are going in, working with an Afghan warlord to try to defeat Al-Qaeda in this area. And the only way they can do it is on horseback in the very rugged terrain of Afghanistan. Most of the people in this unit were not horse people, so they had to learn to ride horses and learn to ride and control horses in this very difficult setting. It's a very interesting story. I find just the whole story very interesting because I didn't really know about these 12 soldiers that had to go and do this and were very successful in weakening Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Good performances here, well shot, nicely done film. The biggest thing that it brought back for me was, do you remember right after 9/11, this super patriotism that everybody felt?
Absolutely,
and how every single house on the block had a flag.
Yeah.
Everybody was wearing, lapel pins and, doing whatever they could to support the soldiers who were trying to figure out what happened at that point. That's one of the most successful things I think this movie brings out. So I liked it. I gave it a Dean's List B.
Oh, good. Very, very good. And I know it's a true story. I just saw Chris Hemsworth and the man he portrays in the movie were together during one of the playoff games, the football games, over the weekend. Nice. It looks like a good movie. I'm looking forward to it.
I did not know that one of the guys in this special unit was also one of the Avengers.
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. How about that? That's an advantage if you have one of the Avengers.
If you're going to war,
squadron.
If you're going to war, you want a mighty Thor on your side.
At least one Avenger. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right. Avenger.
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 What about Forever My Girl? Who is this?
This is nobody of consequence.
Oh.
Ouch.
I actually forget the name of the actors that are in the movie. They're
Alex Rowe and Jessica Roth.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
They're in it.
They are two up-and-coming actors that...
sound like it.
alleged actors, I guess I should say. This would be, you know how January is usually the dumping ground for the worst movies of the year?
Yeah.
This movie would be an example of
that. Is it that bad? Yeah.
It's pretty awful. It's... you know, I don't want to insult the Lifetime Channel by saying that this should have been a Lifetime Channel movie, one of these empty romance dramas, because this movie is that bad. It's about a young man who literally leaves his fiance at the altar because he decides that he wants to follow his dreams of being a country music star.
We've all been there.
Flash forward 8 years later when he is... apparently one of the biggest stars in country music, but is tormented. He learns that one of his friends from his hometown has passed away. He goes home for the funeral and is not overly welcomed by everybody because of what he did to his fiance. So he he's trying to work a relationship with his fiance and explain what he's done. There are all kinds of surprises that happen along the way. But this story is so badly written. And I actually laughed out loud a couple of times.
And you weren't supposed to?
How over the top the performances were so bad.
Oh, no.
It's like if the three of us decided to make a movie right this second.
Right.
That's what the acting would be like.
The story sounded kind of interesting to me.
You had Wendy with the story,
Dean. You kind of did.
Were there any Avengers in this movie at all?
Not one.
None?
Not one. It wouldn't have been a terrible idea when he comes back to town if the Hulk is running the general store.
That would have been a fun thing.
In the small town in Louisiana where he's from.
What is Dean's
Dean's
list on this?
D-.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't know why I didn't want to pull the plug completely and just go F.
That's awful.
I guess I gave it a little. Travis Tritt is in the movie, and he does like a half of one song, which I kind of enjoyed.
Trit happens, Dean. You know,
it's
a bad. Hey, Beavis, he said.
Hey, is 50 Cent in a movie?
50 Cent is in a movie.
He is?
This week. He is in the movie that's called Den of Thieves. He is in a movie with Gerard Butler, with Pablo Schreiber, who is in Orange is the New Black. He is Liev Schreiber's brother.
Oh.
O'Shea Jackson Jr., who is Ice Cube's son, was in Straight Outta Compton. They are all in this movie, which is a cops and robber heist movie. A bunch of super military trained bad guys decide that they're going to be the first ones ever to break into the Federal Reserve and make off with millions of dollars. There is a group of LA cops. These are not just cops. These are cops who are unafraid to break the rules.
The best kind, Dean.
They'll do anything to get their man.
Are they renegade cops? They sound like renegade cops.
They are renegade cops who aren't afraid to break the rules.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's good guys, bad guys heist movie, which is extremely, extremely routine. Really, they could have easily shaved a half an hour off of this movie to keep the excitement a little more compact. It's a little bit sloppy. I give it a Dean's List C+ because there is a pretty great ending.
Oh.
But you do have to wait 2 hours and 20 minutes to get to it.
Oh, that's too long.
Dean, you had me at Liev Schreiber's brother. As soon as you said Liev Schreiber's brother, I said, I'm seeing this
I know
movie.
You're a big fan of anyone named Pablo.
Yes. Yes. Well, it sounds like there's something for everybody to miss this week, doesn't it, Dean?
Pretty much. Yeah. This 12 Strong movie is pretty good.
Oh, all right. That's a good one.
I'll give it that, and there are all kinds of Oscar movies that you should
they're still
be
in
catching
the
up on right now. Right?
Perfect. Dean, great to talk to you again.
Dean.
Have a great weekend.
Happy birthday, Mom.
See you guys.
Bye, Dean Head.
That fucks.
Wow. That's Dean Richards, everybody. We'll find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. That's a minute away. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.